I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We have so much to get to when it comes to Dick Durbin, when he talked about a legal servant in the military. We have Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Marsha Blackburn, Mike Lee, all of them going after Christopher Wray. And in fact, we're going to tackle mostly that this hour because there's all kinds of things we have to get to. Before I get into what Dick Durbin said, you know what? No, I'll play it for you real quick. Because again, once again, it's being misinterpreted by everybody on the right. Dick Durbin got up talking about illegals and said, hey, man, we're hurting for recruits. Let's get them out there.
What troubles me about the debate now about the southern border is it is one half of the immigration equation. Yes, we need order at the border. Yes, we need to have changes in the laws that reflect the reality of the overwhelming numbers from all over the world who are coming to our shores and our border. But there is also an incredible demand for legal immigration into this country even now. The presiding officer, my colleague from the state of Illinois, has legislation which addresses one aspect of that. Her bill, and I hope I describe it accurately, says that if you're an undocumented person in this country and you can pass the physical and the required test, you can serve in our military, and if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States.
People are freaking out today. They're destroying the military! Oh my gosh, they're destroying the military! Okay. All right. Tell you what, pause on that for a minute if you think they're destroying the military. I want to do something. Did you happen to hear the questioning today? Don't worry, all this is merging. Did you happen to hear the questioning today between Josh Hawley and Christopher Wray about the FBI's attack on the Catholic Church? Just stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. It's a little long, but listen.
This is you on July the 12th in the House. You were asked directly by Jim Jordan, do you think that priests ought to be approached to give information on parishioners? You said, no, sir, no, sir. You went on to say, we do not recruit, open, or operate human sources. We do not report on religious organizations. You went on to say, this product, meaning the Richmond memo, has not resulted in any investigative action. But now we know that, in fact, FBI agents did approach a priest and a choir director to ask them to inform on parishioners. So, were you lied to when you gave this testimony, or were you lying to Congress?
Neither. So your question conflates two different things. There's the intelligence product itself, which the Richmond Field Office created. It was written by, as our inspection found, by analysts in Richmond, reviewed by people in Richmond, and captioned Richmond Field Office product. Separately from that, there was an investigation of a specific individual who was amassing Molotov cocktails and posting about killing people. And it does not surprise me that there were people who knew that subject in that investigation, that is the guy building the Molotov cocktails and trying to kill people, that people talked to the witnesses who knew that person. And I think the product, the Richmond intelligence product, which cites that investigation, is actually pretty transparent about exactly what I just said.
No, I don't think so at all. In fact, the only reason we know this is a whistleblower has come forward and told the House under oath that the FBI went and interviewed priests and choir directors in the Richmond area. The House goes on to say that the FBI has repeatedly refused to disclose this information. The only reason we know it is because a whistleblower came forward with it. Just like the only reason we know about this memo is because of
Okay. Why is the FBI going after your church? I'll tell you what, let's play one more little one here from Josh Hawley. Remember, they keep referencing the Richmond memo. Remember, the Richmond field office, a whistleblower came forward with the piece of paper. That's the only reason we have access to this memo, outlining the FBI's plan to infiltrate your church. Okay? That was their plan. Go after your church. Here was Josh Hawley asking Christopher Wray if anyone got fired over that. After all, it was a memo. It went out. Someone created it and then issued a directive. Anyone get fired for that?
But I can tell you that we don't investigate people for their exercise of their constitutionally protected religious expression. That particular intelligence product is something that as soon as I saw it, I was aghast. I had it withdrawn.
Really, you were aghast?
I was.
Oh, really?
Yes,
and what
sir.
Have you done about it? Did you fire the people who wrote it?
No, I had it withdrawn.
Have you fired anybody involved in it?
Senator, if you will give me a chance to answer
that's a
your
yes
question.
Or a no. It's not hard. Have you fired anyone involved in the writing of that outrageous memo about which, frankly, you've repeatedly misled the public? Yes or no?
The individuals involved
have
in that
you
product
fired anyone?
Just a minute. Were not found to have engaged in any intentional or bad faith conduct. And in fact, Senator, a number of the individuals involved in writing that product in the Richmond office were themselves Catholic. So the notion that
so
they were targeting their own faith is nonsense.
Oh, so they had a get out of jail free card. I see. So you're...
Yeah, he didn't fire anybody. Now, this is going to come back to Dick Durbin. Just stay with me.
Okay.
Do you remember that story we talked about a few weeks ago about where the FBI was recruiting? They had a booth set up. Hey, come work for the FBI. The boys in blue. Woohoo. Do you remember where it was? Do you remember it? It was at a Pride event. You know, those wonderful demonic events where they prance around in feather boas in front of kids and shake their penises in the face of little girls and things like that. The FBI set up a booth at a Pride event. Why do you think they did that? What kind of recruits do you think you would get at a Pride event? Do you think you would get some recruits who would be more than willing, in fact, gleeful at the prospect of destroying the American church? Do you think you might find some fertile ground there at a Pride event for things like that? Let's go back to what Dick Durbin was talking about. Filling up the United States military with illegals. They're not destroying the United States military. They are building one. I have tried to explain this over and over and over again. You know how we were talking yesterday about anti-communism? We were talking about Florida and how they passed all these anti-communist things, and now they have a bunch of lefty commie professors that are leaving the state. People are fleeing the state. People on the left are fleeing the state because when you're aggressive with them, they'll flee. It works the other way, too. Why do you think they had a vax mandate long after the vaccine was known to be ineffective and causing harm? Why would you still keep in place a vax mandate for the United States military? Well, what kind of people would refuse such a mandate? Your political enemies, if you're a communist. Why do you think they're so overt when they know for a fact it's unpopular? Why are they so overt about the rainbow recruiting for the military, the anti-white recruiting for the military, anti-male recruiting in the military, anti-Christian recruiting in the military? Why are they? It's not like they're quiet about it. It's not like we have to dig this up from special sources. All these stories we talk about, they're quite open about it. Why do you think that is? They're trying to get rid of certain people. What certain people are they getting rid of? They're trying to get rid of anybody who, when given an order to attack their true enemies, says, no, you're an illegal immigrant. You just stomped across our border. You took the American Constitution. You rolled it up in a nice little wad and wiped your rear end with it. And then you get the offer of citizenship if you just do a military stint. So here you are, Private Lopez, sitting there, and you've been given orders. You're part of a Marine platoon, and you've been given orders. What are those orders? Well, there are some domestic enemies here in America, and this little town right here, you've got to go clean up the problem. Do you think Private Lopez from Guatemala, who has citizenship as the wonderful pot of gold at the end of his rainbow, do you think he's going to say, no, sir, no, sir, I will not attack these Americans, no, sir? Or do you think Private Lopez is going to say, oh, absolutely. Anybody got any spare mags? He has no loyalty to you, to this nation. They're not destroying the military. They're not destroying the FBI. They're building one. Building one. Always remember that. All right? All right. Oh, we have so much more on this FBI stuff. Don't think that was it. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's give. Did you know that Preborn got a matching grant? It's called a matching grant. What does that mean? That means right now through the end of the year, when you give to Preborn $28 for that ultrasound that's going to save a life, it is matched. Every gift given now is matched. Your gift is A, tax deductible, and B, matched. Give $28 and save a life. You want to talk about the perfect stocking stuffer for the pro-lifer in your life? There it is. Give to Preborn in someone's name and you get it matched. Two lives for one. Oh, and did I mention, you can give as much as you want. It's tax deductible. You want to stroke them a $10,000 check? Do it. They're doing the work, bringing life into this planet through the gift of ultrasound. They only can do this with our help. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you do it. Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn. We have more, and we have more coming in just a moment. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I have to tell you, speaking of the Christopher Ray stuff, remember, you can email the show, love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I really admire what Senator Marsha Blackburn is doing. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, and don't get me wrong, she's a senator. I'm sure she's got a million crap votes. Don't get me wrong about that. She's not letting the Epstein stuff go. The Jeffrey Epstein flight logs. Marsha Blackburn, a United States senator, is actually getting in arguments. This is her arguing with that loser Dick Durbin about the Epstein flight logs. She wants this information.
Senator Blackburn, before you leave, I want to make a point for the record, since I understand you made some statements about the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs. There's a Fox reporter in the hallway who asked me about this, and I said I had not spoken to you one time about this issue. I think you'll back me up on that. I'm not mistaken. I didn't know that this was even a subject of your amendments, which, if you recall, you were the first on the list until the two-hour rule was invoked. I don't know anything about this request on your part. I'll be happy to discuss it with you.
Correct? Mr. Chairman, I know, and I think you're fully aware that I had two amendments, one dealing with Epstein and Sotomayor. I brought it up previously. We have such an issue in this nation with the sex trafficking, human trafficking rings that have proliferated across this country, and it is damaging the lives of women and girls. We have got to step up and help them. Getting to the bottom of what happened with this Jeffrey Epstein case is going to be an important thing to do, and it should be at the top of this committee's to-do list as we fight some of this proliferation of CSAM.
I'll let her keep going. She ends up interrogating Christopher Ray, and I'll play that for you, but let's talk about what she just said there. Why isn't it at the top of everyone's mind? Jeffrey Epstein, let's remember, this isn't some internet fodder news story. Jeffrey Epstein was convicted. Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire, sex trafficked young women from across the planet. We don't think this. We know this. We also know other things. We have that, what's her name? Amy Raubuck, formerly of ABC, I believe. We have her on camera linking Bill Clinton. Quote, we had Clinton. That's what she said in reference to Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, you have it, Chris? Oh, please play it.
She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything.
That's the still very much alive former president of the United States of America, Bill Gates. One of, if not the most powerful man on the planet, had such a close association with Jeffrey Epstein. His wife admitted in a magazine his closeness to Epstein is one of the main drivers of her divorcing him. What did she know? What was Bill Gates doing? And Jeffrey Epstein was, well, committed suicide in jail. He committed suicide when the cameras went out and the guards fell asleep. Committed suicide. Why is this not on the top of everyone's mind? Those are just two names we know. How many powerful people, millionaires, billionaires, politicians, how many are involved in international sex trafficking?
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Yes, Bill, he is dead. So back to my question. Why is this not a priority for anybody but Marsha Blackburn? She went after Christopher Wray about it.
There are disturbing allegations that the FBI failed to investigate the sex trafficking allegations. And indeed, one survivor says that the FBI, even after she brought forward repeatedly content about his conduct, that the FBI refused to investigate her claims. Why, or what awareness you have of the FBI's failure to investigate these claims? And I want to get you on the record, since numerous survivors have said the FBI did not show up to help them. What specifically has the FBI done?
Well, as to
I will play his answer in a moment, but let's pause on this and reflect. The FBI didn't do anything for the victims. The FBI still has the evidence. They raided Jeffrey Epstein's island, and they've kept it from the public. Dick Durbin, the one who was just arguing with Marsha Blackburn, blocked the release of the flight logs. It's not that the FBI isn't helping. The FBI, Dick Durbin, how many others are covering this up? And why? Why are they covering this up? That's the question. And boy, doesn't that lead us down a little rabbit hole, huh? I'll play Christopher Wray's answer to her question in just a moment. In fact, I'll probably start the whole thing again here. Before I do that, let's make sure we're not just saying we take self-defense seriously. We're being proactive about it. And this is more, it's not as much about you as it is the loved one in your life who doesn't do this. You have a mom, dad, husband, wife, daughter, son, who in your life doesn't carry something on them that will allow them to stop a violent man from hurting them? There's someone in your life who doesn't. Give them the gift of a hero gun or a hero arrow. You can give it to anybody, even liberal Aunt Peggy. I don't like guns. It's not a gun. It's not even lethal. Shoots pepper balls or pepper gel. Will stop a bad man like that, though. You don't need a concealed carry permit. We know liberal Aunt Peggy isn't getting one of those. Get one for your daughter, for your wife, your mom, grandpa. Hero2020.com, code Jesse is where you do that. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, Ray of Sunshine, Jesse. Singing the praises of an elected GOP official. Can you believe that here on a Tuesday night? No, I really respect Senator Marsha Blackburn staying on this Jeffrey Epstein flight logs thing. I respect it because Jeffrey Epstein's dead. We all know why. I respect it because she has to know powerful men want all this information to stay hidden. You know, because the FBI is hiding it. You know, because Jeffrey Epstein, quote, killed himself when the cameras went out and the guards fell asleep. You know this. I'll play the beginning of her question again. But she's asking the director of the FBI on camera about these things. And whatever her faults may be, this takes guts, and I applaud her for it.
There are disturbing allegations that the FBI failed to investigate the sex trafficking allegations. And indeed, one survivor says that the FBI, even after she brought forward repeatedly content about his conduct, that the FBI refused to investigate her claims. Why, or what awareness you have of the FBI's failure to investigate these claims? And I want to get you on the record, since numerous survivors have said the FBI did not show up to help them. What specifically has the FBI done?
Well, as to the Epstein case specifically, I will tell you it's been a while since I looked at that case. Obviously, we worked together with prosecutors to bring charges before he...
I realize that.
Yeah.
But what we need from you is a complete investigation of why the FBI did not take this up, and then getting to the bottom of what is appearing to be an enormous sex trafficking ring. You know, and as I said, I've tried to get a subpoena on the flight logs, which I think is important to this. I think people need to know who was on those planes.
I'm going to let her keep going. There's about a minute left, but I want to make sure everyone understands something. And in fact, I'm going to direct you to a book. No, it's not mine. It's a book that I've directed people towards before. It's going to sound separate from this, but it's not. It is a book that will keep you more informed on how the dark parts of the world work. The book is called Zero Footprint. Zero Footprint, all right? The author's dead, died in Iraq or something like that. So I'm not... Suicide vest? Was it London, Chris? Anyway, the guy's dead. It doesn't matter. The guy's dead. But... he wrote a book about his time as a PMC, a private military contractor. Sounds like it's separate from this Epstein stuff, but it's not. Just stay with me. Normal people, regular people, don't grasp the power that powerful people will wield to protect their interests. Anyway, he describes in there the different kinds of PMCs. There are very, very upstanding PMCs work only on behalf of good causes. BK, you know, our beloved BK who comes on the show, World News with BK, after he left the Air Force PJs, he went to be a PMC. One of the good guys, obviously. But they're not all good guys. Not by a long shot. Militaries around the world, including ours, they train people to kill. That's what a military has to do. And when you're done killing for the military, there are people who will pay you generously to kill for them. I've told you before when we were in the Marines. We got the advertisement. I remember it like it was yesterday, reading it. $30,000 a month. For $30,000 a month, I could have gone to kill poachers in Africa. That was essentially what the job was. They were looking for trained infantry guys who would come kill poachers in Africa. Now, I don't like poachers, right? So I chose not to do it. I didn't want to break my mom's heart, but just a small example of what's out there. People will pay you to kill. That is not something that's just in the movies. That is how life really works. Remember that interview we did earlier on the book with Doug Brunt on the book Rudolph Diesel? Remember when he was talking about Rockefeller? How Rockefeller essentially had a team of hitmen out there. You create too many problems for John Rockefeller. John Rockefeller is going to make those problems go away. Marsha Blackburn, what she's doing right now is dangerous. Not, oh, I might lose my election dangerous. How many men on those flight logs? How many of them? Well, let's just skip right to the part where they all have the means, right? They all have the money. Everyone on those flight logs is a millionaire or a billionaire. How many of those men would be willing to kill to keep their name safe, to keep their reputation safe? What Marsha Blackburn is doing is actually physically brave, and I respect it. And how many times have you heard me compliment anybody in the GOP? It's rare. And don't email me with all the votes she screwed up. I know there's a million of them. I'm not talking about that. I'm impressed because this is personally brave for her. It is. Anyway, I'll let it continue.
And how often they were on those planes. I think people who invest in companies would want to know if there are people from their C-suite. And as we go through this, should those logs be made public? They've been heavily redacted.
Well, as I said, it's been a while since I looked at the specific case. I can tell you that we've been increasing year over year, both the number of agents focused on these kinds of cases, the number of victims we've rescued.
That's actually a lie. Remember, we have our own FBI agent, former FBI agent, whistleblower, listener of the show, hero Steve Friend. He personally was pulled off of sex trafficking cases to go after January 6ers, of course. So he just lied. Anyway, continue.
And so onto this specific case, let me offer to have get with my team and figure out if there's more information we can provide to you.
That would be great. Yeah. We have never, even through the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, we never got to the bottom.
That's Ghislaine Maxwell for longtime listeners of the show.
Of this. And we have these survivors who say, oh, there is so much more. They swept it under the rug. And that is wrong.
Yeah. But you see, that's what the FBI does. The FBI is not a law enforcement agency anymore, if they ever were. The FBI exists for two reasons. To protect Democrats and to attack the political opponents of Democrats. That's why I'm looking at a headline right here. 20 FBI agents dressed in tactical gear just raided the home of a peaceful January 6er because of his, and I quote, online associations. Online associations. That's how they treat the political enemies of Democrats. Here's how they treat Democrats.
Why didn't the FBI just say, hey, The laptop's real? Why didn't you just tell everybody the laptop's real? We're not vouching for what's on it, but it's real. This isn't a fiction.
Well, I, as you might imagine, the FBI cannot, especially in a time like that, be talking about an ongoing investigation. Second, I would tell you that at least my understanding is that both the FBI folks involved in the conversations and the Twitter folks involved in the conversations both say that the FBI did not direct Twitter to suppress.
But others were in government.
Well, I can't, again, I can't speak to others in government. Now, that's part of the point that I was trying to make, because the Fifth Circuit's opinion.
But you're the FBI. You're not.
Yeah, the FBI covered up Hunter Biden's laptop so Joe Biden could win an election. Why aren't all those innocent sex trafficking victims finding justice with the FBI? It's not that the FBI is ignoring you. It's that the FBI is actively covering for the men who committed the crimes. That's a little sobering, isn't it? Nevertheless, it's true. Let's get to some emails before we get to some more Christopher Wray stuff tonight. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's keep our dogs alive longer. And let's keep them healthier. Do you know how annoying it is to have your dog have digestive issues after every single meal? That was Fred. Of course, I know you're going to find this shocking. Fred has a nervous stomach and had digestive problems after every single meal. The wife was at wit's end, going through paper towels like no tomorrow. And along comes the magic of Ruff Greens. See, Fred was just getting dog food. We didn't know it was just all empty calories. We started pouring Ruff Greens on Fred's food. Now he has probiotics, omega oils, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. And what he doesn't have is digestive issues at all anymore. Zero. Gone. That's what happens when you start giving your dog real nutrition. He doesn't get any from dog food. Give him Ruff Greens. Pour it on his food. Free Jumpstart trial bags. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse or 833-33-MY-DOG. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, the whole show is free. And you can podcast it. Just download a podcast of it. iHeart, that app is free. Google, Spotify, iTunes. I know it's free on iTunes. Just hit subscribe and it automatically downloads. And leave a five-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. Before we get back to Christopher Wray stuff, let's get to a couple emails because they're starting to pile up and I want some more. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Hello, high tea guru. I just found out my teenage daughter is pregnant. She has an appointment at Planned Parenthood in 2 days. I will support her no matter what she chooses, but I think she's making the wrong choice. What can I say that won't drive her away and make her not trust me in the future? My heart is breaking. She asked that I not say her name, and I, of course, will not say her name. And this was sent, yesterday. So this is tomorrow. This girl has an appointment at Planned Parenthood. What you can say, I don't know, but I know we can all pray. Can we not? There is a baby's life in danger right now. There's a potential grandmother who's heartbroken. The daughter who's going to have the abortion will be scarred for the rest of her life. Have you ever talked to a woman who has one of these and she's honest with you? They carry it with them the rest of their lives. They do. There are three lives potentially being upended tomorrow. And so please pray. Put that on your prayer list for tonight, please. Please pray. And if we get an update, I don't know if we will, if we get an update, for better or for worse, I will update you. All right? So there you go. Let's move on. Buenos dias, Chris. That means good morning, by the way. Good morning. Thanks for highlighting World War II gliders last week, something that isn't discussed much. My grandfather was a glider pilot attached to the 82nd Airborne, enlisted after Pearl Harbor. He performed landings in five campaigns and said only about 20% of his original training class survived the war. You outlined many advantages, but I thought I might add one more. While paratroopers get scattered, a glider can land right next to key objectives. There are some notable instances capturing bridges in the Normandy invasion, and the Nazis were particularly adept landing gliders directly in on top of Belgian forts or to rescue Mussolini from a mountain fortress after he was imprisoned. In fact, that's one of the great World War II stories ever. Chris, you don't know about that story? Oh my gosh. I wonder if it's even worth doing a history story about. Remind me of this. I'll tell you what, Chris, remind me of this. I'm going to try to do enough research tonight. We have a band concert for the kids tonight. I don't want to go into it. I'll try to get to it tonight or tomorrow. I'll try to do a little research and do a history story. No one knows this story because it's the Nazis and everyone feels icky rooting for the Nazis. Then the rescue of Mussolini is, it's like out of the movies. It's one of the great stories ever. Okay, all right, just hang on to that, Chris. Anyway, he says, thanks for letting me dork out. As a fellow amateur historian, I enjoy that aspect of your show and how you tie it into current events. Remember, those glider pilots, brave men. The men, everyone knows about Normandy. The guys getting off on the beaches of Normandy. Not many people know about the men who landed behind the lines, trying to secure bridges, blow up bridges, do things to prevent the Nazis from getting reinforcements up there. Very, very important. You see this article, by the way? Cell phone service across the U.S. is getting worse, experts say. And look, the truth is there are many, many, many Americans from coast to coast, east coast to west coast, who have failed to switch to Pure Talk. And they're what, Chris? And now they're suffering for their decision making. Are you suffering from your poor cell phone decision making? Are you sending money every month to some dirtball company like Verizon who's going to take your money and, I don't know, probably give it to Planned Parenthood? I know they're big Black Lives Matter ones. Are you happy about funding that? Pure Talk's never done that. Pure Talk loves you. They stand for you. They stand for your values. While the others give to BLM, Pure Talk gives to veterans. Veteran suicide is one of their particular causes. Their CEO is a veteran. Switch to Pure Talk. Save a fortune. Shoot, right now, you save an extra 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Now, back to this Christopher Ray stuff. Mike Lee went after him today. You see, they're still illegally spying on you all the time.
The FBI is already required to obtain a court order in some circumstances before accessing the contents of Americans' communications in the context of 702. Since 2018, how many times has that requirement been triggered, according to government reporting? Do you know?
Are you talking about the so-called F2?
Yes.
How many times has it been triggered?
Yes.
I think there have been two instances where, I think is maybe the number.
103 times, yeah. It's been triggered. And out of those 103 identified times, the FBI should have obtained a court order. How many times did the FBI actually obtain one? Do you know?
That, I think the answer is none.
Zero. So you're telling me that the...
I'm going to let him keep going. Just 103 times. There are rules, laws in place that say, hey, you need a court order before you spy on that American citizen. And the FBI got that court order zero times because it's not the FBI. It's the Cheka. It's a secret state police agency that operates outside of the law. And your sheriff, your state AG, isn't doing near enough to protect you from this evil organization.
The FBI is completely ignored. The limited court order requirement that it's already subjected to. You have the audacity to come here, and you told us that adding a warrant requirement to 702, even for queries involving U.S. persons on U.S. soil, that would amount to some sort of unilateral disarmament. That, you have a lot of gall, sir. This is disgraceful. The Fourth Amendment requires more than that, and you know it. I know every single time for centuries, even prior to the founding of this country, there were similar protections built into the laws of the United Kingdom before we became a country. Even then, the government was making the same darn argument you're making today, which is, it's too hard. This would make it hard for the government. It's why we have a constitution, sir, and you must comply with it.
But they don't comply with it. They don't comply with it. And you know why they don't comply with it? Because the only people in the world who have the power to make them never get punished. Or they never actually do it. So the FBI never gets punished. The United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate, They have the power to bring the FBI to heel. Instead, the GOP just got done working with Democrats to fund this organization without a penny in cuts. In fact, there wasn't even a serious push to cut back on the CHECA. The only people who can stop them refuse to do so. Why? We still have another hour. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.